natural. Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning, everyone. Last week, we stopped at the point where Matthew chapter 12, verse 12 and 13, where Jesus healed a man with a shriveled hand, and he stretched out his hand and completely restored. At the word of Jesus Christ, he stretched out the hand and was completely restored. Today, we're going to read from verse 15 onwards to verse 21, Matthew chapter 12, verse 15 to 21. Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. Many followed him, and he healed all their sick, warning them not to tell who he was. This was to fulfill what was spoken through prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. Till he leads justice to victory, in his name the nations will put their hope. Praise the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the scripture. This was spoken by Jesus and fulfilled in Jesus in his ministry. We thank you for giving us the scripture through the mouth of your son, Jesus Christ, and also was the prophecy concerning him by Isaiah. Hearers and speakers, each of us, help us to understand and speak with wisdom. In the name of Jesus, we ask, amen. Thank you for listening to the word of eternal life. And here, this message is totally and completely from the scriptures. This is about the ministries of Jesus Christ. The importance of the ministries of Jesus Christ is that he himself was the word who became flesh. The man who became as God who he was. In physical form, he became human, and internally he was God. So he was fully God. At the same time, he had the full human expression and all the natures of a human being. Praise the Lord. So the importance is that Jesus, as being the Son of God, he fulfilled the duties which was written about him. This is about one man, one God and man who ever lived in the planet Earth, who had fulfilled his every purpose of his birth to death according to the scriptures. This is the importance about the ministries of Jesus Christ. The ministries of Jesus Christ is totally, completely different than any other religious claiming religion and working as a religious people and leaders of the world who were there in times who claimed that they have a divinity or divine power or whatever, or they were sent by God, or all those things were false because they were not written about them. No writings about them. This is God written about through the prophet's words that his son will come, the Messiah or the Savior. In the other name of the Savior is Jesus. The word Jesus, Jesus, Yeshua, simply means Savior, which is another way of saying Messiah. So he is Christ, or Messiah, is proved by his work. Proved by his work, which is his ministry, which the Father had bestowed upon him. According to the scriptures, he was born. I have reference was given to in my previous messages. All the messages I have spoken through from the birth of Jesus to all the way down now, from Matthew, Luke, Mark, and John, and all four Gospels speaking the four versions of Christ's ministry. Some of them are same, and one missed by the one person is written by the other person, and some of the ministries are written by all four of them, and their importance was given to each of the Gospels. See, as we said before, Matthew proclaimed Christ as the King of the Jews, in the genealogically, and Mark proclaims him as the servant of God, which is what we are going to discuss here in Matthew 12, verse 15, the servanthood of Christ, who he became like a servant to the Father as he take his incarnation in the human form. And Luke gave Jesus' human characteristics as a true humanity of Christ, when he also talks about the divinity power which he has produced, which he has shown in his life and his work. So John tells us that he was really the Son of God. So four Gospels are written in the four characteristics of Jesus Christ. It is not opposing each other. They are four different characteristics. So now, God's chosen servant, Christ, is being written by Isaiah's prophecy. See, Isaiah prophesied and it was written. And in the book of Isaiah, in the scrolls which was received from the different locations, in the Qumran, the caves, and also from other scrolls, everything was the same. It's written from Isaiah chapter 41 onwards. Here it says, in the chapter of Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 4, here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. You see, the same verse from 1 to 4 has been repeated by Matthew. He quoted the prophecy of Isaiah concerning the Messiah. The Messiah, basically, Matthew is proving here by every scripture he wrote, every work of Jesus he wrote, he brings in the prophetical words which was written about the Messiah, and it is fulfilling on Christ, Jesus. So Matthew says, look, it is written by Isaiah 735 approximately years before the birth of Jesus Christ. And whoever is in him that scripture fulfill, that person has to be the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Amen. So the servanthood of Christ, by his taking his human incarnation in the human flesh and blood, here he becoming the servant of the Father. By being the servant of Yahweh, in the Old Testament, as I referred many times, the Yahweh or Jehovah included the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He was a triune God. As one God, he was explained in the Deuteronomy and in the beginning and in the Old Testament, throughout Old Testament, because the oneness is what God wanted the people of Israel want to know, that he is the real God, he is the one God in whom there is his spirit and his word, because the word in New Testament we see becoming his son. The word become flesh. The word incarnated, the scripture which he was speaking, incarnated as the human flesh. That scripture who was speaking through the Father, he was Christ, he was Christ. Christ was the one who was speaking through the Father. And the Christ who was speaking through the Father, he incarnated in flesh. Amen. That is, simple as it is more complex if you wanted to go and sit down and say, hey, how did this happen? How can that happen? And all those things. But faith comes from hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith is the only way that you can believe in God. God is existed. God has created everything from ex nihilo, means nothing, from zero existed. He brought the world from nothingness. That's what God has done. And that's how God created. Because we were not there when God created the universe. It was done before. We don't know how many trillions or million years before. But he then created the angelic hosts. As we read the entire scriptures, we will understand that was the angelic hosts. They were created. And then the universe were created. So we just do not know those information because we are only the created beings. See, how magnificent is the creation? We just had those four astronauts went to the far side of the moon, the side which we have never seen, and the other side. And they went, it is magnificent, they say. They have words, they have no words to explain it. And it is incredible because we have to still need to know that we are human. Human is a creation of God. It's a godliness in us. God first created Adam and Eve in his image and in his likeness. See, all the things concerning the image and likeness is the godliness, the goodness of God, the love, the joy, the gladness, the mind of helping and sharing and caring and nurturing and loving and all the good characteristics of God, which is the likeness and image of God. It is not the likeness and image of God, the anger and violence and hatred. Yeah, does God ever get angry? Because of the sin. The sin make him anger. But the other side, the love of compassion comes and fall down for us. This is God's characteristic. We do not know all about God. The only thing we know about God is whatever Lord Jesus has told us. In the Old Testament, God appeared in fire. God consumed the place he landed. It is, for example, we see is in the book of Exodus, where God landed in Mount Sinai. Now, we are talking about the God who is sitting in the fiery chariot. He is sitting in the throne of fire, and which is, we are talking about a consuming God. But that was the way God was explained in the Old Testament. At the same time, God's mercy, love, and kindness was also being shown in the Old Testament. Now his revelation through his Son, he comes with love and compassion, reaching out to us so that by making his own Son his servant, making him servant and giving him some works to do. What is the work? The work is to save the humanity. The work is to follow his instructions, warning them, and helping the people. Here is my servant, Isaiah says, whom I uphold. You know, the Lord God Almighty, he upholds his Son as his servant, my chosen one, and whom I get delight. You see, God, Father delights in his Son, and the Son delights in the Father. As we can read that in the book of Proverbs chapter 8, the God, the Son God, who was the wisdom of God, who in him was the wisdom, by which wisdom he created the universe. See, he put his Spirit on him, which is the Spirit of God in Christ. Christ is with God in the beginning. Now, when he become in the human form, he need that anointing as a human position on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. See, my friends, this is The Lord Jesus has not brought the justice to us yet. There is a time the Lord will bring the justice to us. It's going to happen in the future. That he will be coming back to receive his saints in the mid-air with the trumpet sound, right? And the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and he will come to receive his saints. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16, and as he returns and receives his saints in the midair, take them to heaven. After the 7-year period of tribulation in the earth, he will return. That is when he is going to establish the justice. When God returns, you see, God's work, God's program is planned for time and time. It is never going to change. The time is God fixed the time, which is not our human time of 24 hours or 364.25 whatever days. No, none of those. It is the time, God's planning of the time, the creation time, in his recovering time, he created the man, and then his son comes to deliver us from sin. Now he will return. After crucifixion, he died and resurrected from the dead, and he went to heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father, the position of the power of God, you know, which is explaining the right hand of the Father, and he is interceding for us, interceding for the world, interceding for salvation of the humanity. At the same time, he is ruling over his church. He is ruling over his church through his apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers and leaders, that all those he appointed, right, no one takes any name or any position anymore after the apostles, right? They were the 12 apostles. Now there are apostolic ministries in different people. God has given different gifts to, because the church needed their apostolic ministry, the church needed their evangelistical ministry, the church needed the teacher's ministry, the church needed the prophet's ministry. See, some of those ministries don't even highlight anymore because of the leadership. They are not very sure about what's going on. See, the leadership of the church, who are the one who makes sure that all these ministries will be performed accurately and correctly under the scriptural guidance and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But unfortunately, sometimes the leaders are not having enough knowledge, the wisdom of discerning, and some of them don't even have the gifts other than just being a leader. So the gifts are important, that you will know and recognize the church will grow with all those gifts which are given through apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, you know, and all those ministries are important. Sometimes we look like all those ministries are died out. There's only one ministry going on, which is the preaching of the word. But the other ministries are hidden, hiding, sitting down there. That for some reason there's no encouragement, no office for the apostles. There's no office is given to the prophets, and it's becoming very weaker areas in the spiritual realm of the spirit, that the Holy Spirit cannot operate. And so there is issues in today's churches that we are following, that we're seeing that a lot of those gifts are not able to be done, or not people able to come forward. And in the here, Christ is the anointed one. He is the servant of the Father. First of all, yes, we are all the servants of God, the preachers and leaders and teachers and prophets and everyone. But at the same time, the anointing comes through the servant of God, which is Christ. Christ is the fullness of everything. In him is the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All those is in Jesus Christ, and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, take it from him and give it to whoever is eligible. If we study what John the Apostle written from Jesus' words in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, 15, and 16, concerning the Holy Spirit, there we see that the Holy Spirit takes the knowledge, the wisdom, the prophecy, the discerning, and all the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit from Christ and give it to the church. So Holy Spirit is in the middle between man and Christ. And sometimes between, when we say man and Christ, also between man and God. Right now, who is actual mediator is Jesus Christ. But he operates through the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So when Christ returns after the rapture, which is the coming of returning of Christ to take his saints to heaven, there is a 7-year period of window that is the time of the tribulation in the earth, and then the Antichrist rule those 7 years, and the end of that time, half period of the 7 year, the Jewish nation will go through great tribulation, and then they call upon the name of the Lord, and then the 7 year period will complete and Christ will return. Jesus Christ will return, the scripture says, and you want to know about it, read the prophecy of Zechariah, Isaiah. I mean, if you read all this prophecy, and you will become really a Christian. Some people who don't believe because they are a religion they have created and they follow the religion, but they don't follow God, they are following a religion. You don't follow a religion to go to heaven. If you follow a religion, you will not end up you will be circling around in the earth, and at the end, you will never get saved. You need to follow God. You need to follow the Holy Scriptures. You need to read the Old Testament, prophets, and revelations. And the revelation of the Old Testament, which Isaiah prophesied, Jeremiah prophesied, Daniel prophesied, many of those prophets, Zechariah, example, every one of those prophecies, some of them already fulfilled in Christ Messiah by his coming. And the New Testament was revealed from that Old Testament prophecy. So that Old Testament was original prophetical scriptures. Christ became the New Testament, and he brought the salvation. All those was already proclaimed in the Old Testament prophecies. There is the servant of God, Christ. He is going to fulfill his salvation message, part of the ministry he conducted. He went across and died as Moses and all the other prophets, House David, and everyone has prophesied that the Messiah will have to suffer for his people. And Messiah suffered persecution and beating and torturing, and he was bleeding with the slashes, and also the thorn bush hammered on his head, the iron, the made of iron, steel or iron, that crown made of iron that was hammered on his head, and the blood was coming, and he was totally collapsed by the time they asked him to carry the cross all the way to the Mount Golgotha. And he fell collapsed because there was no blood or no fluid, no enough fluid in his body to keep him stand. And he was beaten. He was terribly suffering as the servant of God. But what was it for? The deliverance of our sin. Deliverance of all the sins the humanity has conducted. He suffered. And after that, he was buried. He died, buried, resurrected, and witnessed by 500 people when he was going to heaven from Mount Olive, that region. So when he will return, this prophecy will be fulfilled, the rest of it. The servant's job will be conducted again when Christ Jesus comes in full glory, powerful God of God and the King of Kings. And he will come to Mount Olive, and the mountain will split into two. to east and west, and there will be an earthquake in that near Jerusalem, in the mountain will be split as his feet touches it. Zechariah chapter 14 tells about it. Then it talks about the Armageddon battle. It also talks in the book of Revelation chapter 19, 11 onwards, how that battle will be going on. Zechariah chapter 14 talks about that battle. Then also Joel talks about that battle. And all the some other prophets also, there will be the biggest battle in the world they have ever seen, which is the battle between Antichrist and Jesus Christ. And there Antichrist will be taken, his false prophet will be taken and thrown them into the lake of fire, says in the book of Revelation chapter 19. After that, there will be Jesus sitting on the throne. He will be received by the remnant of Jewish nation who called upon God for salvation, and many of them got perished before that. There will be a faction who will stand for God, and there is a faction who will stand with the Antichrist, and everyone who stands with the Antichrist will be destroyed, and they will be going, they will be all dying, and those who believe in Christ, that Jesus returns, they realize that this is Jesus Christ. If you read the book of Zechariah chapter 12 and 13, it says that they realize, they see the wounds on his hands and his feet, and they say, how this has happened? And Jesus will say, well, I got beaten from my friend's house. They realize it was their forefathers who crucified him. I'm telling you what is written in the scripture. I'm not making up any stories. If you, any of them, wanted to find out, you want to call me or send me an email. As it's, the announcement says, PR, Pastor PR, PR.CHACKOV@gmail.com. PR.CHACKOV@gmail.com. You can ask me, where did you find this? It's in the book of Zechariah, how that the repentance happens in the family of David, in the family of Shimei, his brother. It also explains about how Judah, all those tribes will repent and they cry to God for mercy. And they will be saved. In one nation will be born in one day. At the end of the repentance, it will be a new Israel, the new God's son, God's servant Jacob. His children will become again a new Israel. The repentance will happen. Jesus will sit on the throne and he will rule the world. Satan will be defeated and he will be thrown in the bottomless pit. There you go. Jesus rules the world for 1,000 years. He will have justice. He established justice in the world. Today, what justice you don't receive, you will receive that. Even the nations around who left over after the Armageddon war, they will all live 100 years minimum. A young child will live 100 years. Isaiah chapter 11 speaks about it. People, there will not be any quarrel. Jesus is not going to fight with people. He's not going to tell, if you are not very well, it's like you are a reed who did not, you are bruised, but we are, will not break. Because that means if you are a bruised, if you are weaker, he's not going to destroy you. He's going to let you live. He's going to give justice to you. He's bringing victory to the world. And that's what the Matthew is telling. Look what the prophet Isaiah said about Christ Jesus. This is fulfilled in Jesus. My friends, it is fulfilled in Jesus. Every one of this, the message, my purpose of this whole series of message is to tell you, to show you through the epistle, through the Gospels, that Jesus fulfilled the ministry of a Messiah which was prophesied about him. May the Lord richly bless you. I will see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV@gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV@gmail.com.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-833-3753. You're listening to